The Lord is here. The Lord is working here. The Lord is among us. The Lord is among his people around the world. And the Good Shepherd is caring for his sheep. I invite you to turn to that passage in John chapter 10 about the Good Shepherd, where Jesus said, "I am the Good Shepherd." And we're going to have a baptism in a few weeks, first Sunday of June. If you are ready to proclaim your faith in Christ, that's not how you become a Christian, but it's how you proclaim your faith to others. Or maybe, you know, in our tradition, we see it as a symbol, as a picture of what God is doing. And so if God has done something new in your life, if you've come back to the Lord or are coming back to the Lord, you could do it again as a picture of what God is doing for you. So if you're interested, then let us know. We want to have an orientation time. We have one person that came to us and said, "We want to be baptized," and wondering if we could make it an occasion. And so we're going to do that on the first Sunday in June. And so you come and you let us know, please. It's on the 6th of June. But if you're at John chapter 10, then let's consider these words together from the Lord. Lord Jesus, we're grateful that you care for your sheep. We know that you care especially, Lord, for little sheep. And so, Lord, we pray for the little sheep next door. May they know your presence especially, Lord. May this place where we meet be a place where they will remember being a place where love is felt, so that when they get to where we are in life, they may have memories that they may be drawn maybe back to you, or they may have followed you for a lifetime. They might say, "Hey, that's when I learned Psalm 23. But it's more than words. It's a lifetime. Or a coming back to walking through life with you. Thank you that you love us, dear shepherd. Would you guide your sheep? Would you guide us, Lord, this morning as we consider these words as well? We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So a few weeks ago, we had a missionary that was here, Sam Han. And Sam gave a little analogy at the beginning of it that really spoke to me during that weekend. And it goes like this. He said, imagine that you're a parent, you're a good parent, and he said that your child comes to you and they bring you a dandelion. And they bring it to you, and, well, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to say, "Well, would you bring that? Why didn't you get the roots out of the ground? That thing's going to come back." Or, "What are you bringing me a weed for, you stupid child?" He said, "No, you're not going to do that if you're a good parent. You're going to take that." And grandparents, you're nodding your heads. Grandparents, they're going to be especially good at this. They're going to take that little flower and they'll say, "Oh, thank you. Oh, that's the most beautiful flower that I've ever seen." And if you've got a vase on the table with a bouquet of flowers from your garden on there, or maybe something from Easter or whatever, you're going to take that flower, that dandelion, and you're going to put it right there and you're going to say, "Oh, that's so beautiful. Thank you so much." And you're going to say, "Oh, it makes this bouquet all that much nicer for us." I see the grandmas nodding their heads. Yeah, that's just the way that it is. That's the way that we are with our children, that we are with our grandchildren in our lives. So here's what Sam said. He said, "The Lord has promised to order our way and to welcome us into his way and to make our way part of his way and to bless it. And we come to him with our little dandelions. We say, 'Jesus, I've been working on this thing for a long time. I don't want you to mess it up. Look at all this time. Look at all these resources I have poured into my little dandelion life. Or we say that about our church life and say, Jesus, look how hard we worked at this. We have this beautiful building, all this time that we've invested. Or we look at the church in the world. We say, look at all we've done. Jesus, how do we know that you're going to take care of our dandelion? And Jesus says, well, let me tell you about that. Jesus said, don't you know that I laid my life down for you? I laid my life down for you, and I really love you. He said, I gave everything for you. A shepherd would sometimes have hired hands. A hired hands would be helpful with the sheep. But a hired hand is going to be slow to get up in the middle of the night if a sheep has a problem. A hired hand is going to be slow to run after the sheep if the sheep have a problem. If a wolf comes after the sheep, the hired hand is not going to grab a club and go after the wolf. The hired hand is probably going to run out into the field and get away from the wolf. But Jesus said, I'm not a hired hand. He said, I am the shepherd. And he said, I gave my life for you. Paul wrote about this, and Paul said, this is a rare thing for someone to do. He said, it's rare for someone to give their life for someone else. We might give our lives for our children, for our grandchildren, our nieces, our nephews. We might give our lives for a very good friend. But we're not going to give our lives for just anybody on the street, especially somebody that has done something wrong for us. But Jesus says, this is what I did for you. The Father in heaven sent me, and the true love that I have for you and that he has for you, that we have for you, is shown in this, that I gave my life for you. I laid my life down for you, and that is proof that I love you. In fact, he says later on, as he moves on into Romans chapter 8, where right after he uses Romans 8:28, that says, all things work together for good. He says, isn't the one who laid down his life for you? Doesn't he love you? Doesn't he love you so much that he will indeed give you everything? He'll give you everything that furthers you along in his story, in your part, in his one true story of the world. He loves you. There's no height, no depth, no distance that his love will not go for you. In John's gospel, Jesus talks about the seven I ams. And we've been walking through them. Jesus says, in talking about the kingdom of God, he says, I am the door. I am the way in. He's actually talking about a sheepfold, you recall, and then a sheepfold out in the countryside wouldn't have had a door like this. A sheepfold was a gathering of rocks, or might have been a cave, and the shepherd would lay down and he would become a living door to the sheepfold. And Jesus says, I am the way into the sheepfold. You come in through me. You leave out through me to get pasture. He said, I am the way into the kingdom of God. In fact, after he just fed 5,000 families, he said, I am the bread of life. I am going to satisfy you like a good loaf of bread. He said, you don't need anything else if you've got me. He said, I am the light of the world. It's a dark place in this world. And he said, it's hard to find your way around. But he said, if you'll come to me, he said, that I will be the light to your path. I'll be like a flashlight on a dark night. He said, I'll help you get through life. I'll help you figure it out. In fact, he said, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me, I'm the one that gave you life. And he said, if you believe in me, like was Lazarus raised from the dead, he said, I will raise you from raise you to life again. He said, I'm the good shepherd. I'm the one that's talked about, that David talked about. And I laid my life down for you so that you could know all of these things, so that you could be connected to the Father. So that I connect you like a vine connects to the branches. It connects to its source of life. So I connect you with one another and to your Father in heaven, that you might know him forever and ever. He said, you can trust me with your life because I laid my life down for you. But he says also because I'm close to you. He said that when he called us his sheep, he really was not complimenting us, and they would have understood this. Now, there's a few farmers among us, I know. But Sam, show us what a sheep is like.
С этой стороны, против этого. Давай, кто кого забудет?
You ever feel like that? You ever do something like that? Jesus said, you're like sheep. And he said, I love that about you. And he does. And he looks at us and sometimes we get hurt doing stupid stuff like that. And sometimes we get hurt just by being on the planet, or sometimes we butt heads with each other, or we just mess life up. And Jesus said, I love that about you. I'm gonna love on you. I'm gonna care for you. I'm gonna gather you in my arms. I've been gathering this flock forever. And in fact, he says, I want more in this fold. He said, I'm gathering sheep, of all different colors, and all kinds of language groups, in all of every kind of generation, and some that are maybe a little bit more sophisticated than others, and some that are a little less sophisticated than others. But you know what? They're all sheep, and they all keep doing silly things. But you know what? I love them. And he said, that's what I love about them and what I love about you. And he said, I want to gather you into my fold. And so, you know, he said, I'm the good shepherd. He said, I can take care of you in there. I love you, and I want more to love. And you see, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit came up with this idea way back in eternity past. And when they created us, at the beginning, you remember they walked with Adam. The Father came down and walked with Adam and Eve in the garden every day. They had this great relationship, and then we messed it up. And then the Lord said, well, okay, but he said, I want to get that relationship back. And so he sent his own shepherd down to give his life for the sheep. He was born in the city of David, a shepherd. His name is Christ the Lord. And he came and he gave his life for us. We had messed things up. And those who had cared for the sheep for centuries had messed things up. Oh, there'd been some shepherds that were better than others. But some of those shepherds, in their case, some of the national leaders of Israel, they were a mess. They were horrible. They were all about themselves and not about the sheep. And so Jesus said, the Lord said, okay, we're gonna send one shepherd. My servant David is gonna come back. And he's gonna take care of them. And he's going to be their shepherd. So that there will be one shepherd and one flock. And what we're doing, he says, is we're restoring things back to the way that they were supposed to be in the beginning. But they're going to be even better in that time. There'll be one flock and one shepherd that will be gathered all around the shepherd, or all around the chief shepherd, who will make everything, center everything around himself. So how do we know that he will take care of us? How do we know that he's going to take our little dandelion life and make it part of his beautiful bouquet? How do we know that's going to work? That's the beauty of looking back on what God has done for others and seeing how he has included others in his plan. One of those was Joseph. You remember Joseph at the beginning? He had that beautiful coat of many colors. Become legendary. Joseph in his Technicolor dream coat, we call it today. And he got his brothers mad at him, and he got thrown into prison a couple of times. And then God used him. God used him to take care of a famine in Egypt. And God used him to take care of his own brothers' needs. And then his brothers were afraid that he would be angry at them. But God had changed Joseph's heart. And God took Joseph's dandelion life and he used Joseph to feed his family. He used Joseph to bring his family eventually out of Egypt and into the promised land and on to the city of David, to the place where our Lord Jesus Christ was born. And Joseph became a picture of what God would do one day for all of us as the great shepherd of the sheep. And God uses our lives, our dandelion lives, our dandelion church life. We can trust him with that because he laid down his life for us and because he's close for us, and what others and what the enemy of our souls might mean for evil, God means for good. And God will work in our families and work things all together for good so that we are part of his forever story. And the shepherd leads us home. Would you bow your heads with me and let's pray together. Lord Jesus Christ, great shepherd of the sheep, we come to you this morning, and Lord, we're coming in all kinds of situations. There's some of us that are in green pastures and still waters, others walking through the darkest of valleys, others with the enemy of our souls or of our lives perhaps before us and sitting at the table and wondering if you are at the head of the table or not. But Lord, we ask that you would restore our souls. Lord, that you would remind us this morning that you are in control. And Lord, would you take the pattern of our lives, Lord, and would you use it? Take us in your arms, Lord? And would you assure us of your help for us in the days of our lives? We pray in the name of Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep. Amen.